Welcome back to another episode of The Binge Buzz. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, joined by the man himself, of course, Coach Binge. Coach, how are you doing on this very, very cold, but Indiana Hoosier championship winning Tuesday?
That's right. It was a great game last night. It was fun to watch, and I'm sure we have a few sleeping students this morning because of it, but yeah. What an experience. That's neat.
Yeah, and you know, it's my first ever championship being able to witness, because I haven't got to witness Colts championship yet nor a Pacers championship.
Wow.
So it all came full circle last night. Something I do want to talk about, something that I saw yesterday, might have been posted the day before. So, Coach, I was doing a little scroll on the old Instagram, and I saw a new post from the Ben Davis girls basketball team, and I saw you, Coach Ben, you were dancing with your team. First of all, just kind of talk about that. And
well, I wouldn't call it dancing, but what my assistant dragged me out there against my will sometimes and they tell me, do this, do that, and then you can walk off, and that's what I do. Try to do it on the beat of the music, but other than that, that's it.
yeah. Let's get to the business end of things. No dancing on Tuesday or Saturday. Avon and Pike will go to the Avon game first. WBD did not call that game, but kind of get your takes on that. Good victory, bouncing back from, which I believe was a 3-game lose streak before. That might have been a 2-game, but coming off a losing streak, going back into that game, what were some of the key factors that led to victory?
That was a game that, in my opinion, we needed to win. I thought our girls played fairly hard. It wasn't a perfect game or anything, but we played a solid game and were able to come out with a victory. Thing where we are at this point in the season, a lot of it is just confidence and believing what we're doing is going to be eventually successful. And I think sometimes that, you know, when things aren't going well, we don't always look at it the way we need to.
Yeah, and, you know, also compared to that Avon game, comparing at least difference statistical-wise from Pike to Avon, it's just really through the first two quarters, and obviously Pike's number one team for a reason, but you guys really had a hard time slowing down the Pike offense on Saturday. Let's just kind of talk about that that game against Avon and how you were able to shut them down defensively. What do you think helped there?
Well, you know, I think when we do things correctly, we've got a good defensive team. And we were able to do a good job against Avon. Now, obviously, Avon doesn't have the offensive firepower that Pike does. Pike's, you know, got about 6 or 7 D1 players and then, you know, brings in another 3 or 4 good ones. And they have a lot of players, a lot of depth, and a lot of experience. They've got several seniors also. So, you know, it's a challenge. And, you know, they're a team that's in our sectional. So we've got to get good enough to overcome it. The thing about the Pike game, I thought we had a really good practice Friday and before Pike and thought we were prepared to do it. But when we got in the game, I don't know whether it was tentative or nerves or whatever, but we just didn't. The times that Avon scored in the first 10 minutes of the game were our defensive mistakes, and they took advantage of it. And, they shot 50% from three-point range and played very well. So hats off to Pike. And what I like to see, though, was the last 5 minutes of the game where we started really playing hard, and I think maybe we just the nerves go out the window and let's just play hard, and that's sort of what we need to do. That's the kind of team we are and we need to be.
And let's talk about that Pike game. Obviously not an easy matchup. I just want to speak on, you know, how well of a coach team they are, how good of a team they were, and specifically for y'all, I want to talk about the fourth quarter, because it was a bit of a struggle getting stuff offensively and defensively, but man, you guys really picked it up there in the fourth. You guys were having full court press, you were getting inbound steals, you were really a big thing in the fourth is you were getting your shots to go down. You were getting good looks from the first previous three quarters, but just couldn't really get the shots to go down. And I know Deja Royston hit a couple of threes, Skabinski hit a three, you know, you guys started hitting at a more efficient clip. What led to, was there a conversation specifically at the end of the third quarter that helped turn that fourth quarter into gear? Because it just seems like the ladies really picked it up there in the fourth. Their intensity rose there. Was there anything said specifically in the third quarter?
No, there was nothing said. The whole thing with us is like I told you before, believe in what we're doing. I think that, you know, when you get down to that point, it's sort of a desperation. You know, we got down 32 points with 5 minutes to go. And I think we'd cut like 20 points or I think 18 points off that lead in about 3 minutes. So that's what we're capable of doing. But
yeah, I mean, you guys were, no mean to interrupt you, apologies, but you guys were down 30, and the final score, you guys ended up only being down by 18. So right. You guys cut a huge chunk of that off.
Yeah, actually it was 32.
32,
it was,
yeah.
It was 60 to 28, I believe, at one point. And it's sort of what we know we need to do, but it takes all five people playing hard and playing hard together, and the last group that was in there in the last 5 minutes, man, they got to be proud of themselves for what they're doing, and hopefully we can kick it. And, you know, maybe as coaches, sometimes we, you know, we prepare, but they're so worried about the preparation, they forget to actually play the basketball game. So, you know, we get out in the game, and sometimes, you know, just don't do what we've prepared to do. And so, like I said, I can't put my finger on it. I don't know whether it's nerves, whether it's adrenaline, or whether it's whatever it is, or maybe too much respect for the other team. But once you go out there and just start playing, the whole game is supposed to be fun and enjoyable, and there's a certain way I'd like to see it played, and we'd play it that way. I think we can play with anybody.
Yeah, and, you know, I mentioned that fourth quarter, the names I mentioned, Deja Royce and Tatum Skaminski, and I was talking yesterday with a few people, really, and someone else, I said, you know, I was at a IU watch party yesterday with about 40 people, maybe all in this one house. But talking about, because we had a BD alum there and whatnot, and we were talking about the future of this team and, you know, predictions saying this team could be a state champions next year. When you kind of look, you know, forward to next year, obviously not saying that this year is out of the water by no means to be state champions, but when you do look forward, you have all these freshman starters. We look at Paige Jones, Tatum Skaminski, Deja Royston, even some younger talent off the bench, maybe Leighton O'Connor or Aubrey Wade. We look at this team, and not to mention that Shania Curry, next year is her senior year. Have you looked ahead of next year, kind of who you think might start or what you think might happen? But also, not to mention that there's also might be some ladies that come up as well that make their impact as a freshman next year, or maybe someone transfers her here. So how much thought have you given to the starting lineup, or really not even just the starting lineup, but just the team in general next year?
Nothing, not even one iota thought of who could be the starting lineup. But the thing that, you know, you want to do is, you know, and that's sort of the way it is all the time. You just never know what's going to happen in people's lives and what's going to happen with their motivation, how they're going to be physically, and everything else. Those freshmen have done a great job, and obviously they have a great future. Now, where we go from here, that's up to them. That's up to them in the off season. And, you know, when we've had the really, really talented teams, good teams in the past, those people became very, very motivated. It was something that they wanted to do. And if the group of players, and that's sort of the way it is with this year, and I still believe it is with this year, that if we get really motivated and it's something we want to do and that's a high priority, then I think you're going to really enjoy watching Ben Davis basketball, not only next year, but in the future and even the rest of this year. I mean, I think it's a possibility, but so much goes on in everybody's life. You just hope that they can get what they want, and that we keep improving. And from now on, that Ben Davis basketball, girls basketball, is going to be right there with anybody in the state.
Yeah, and, you know, this season obviously flown by. You only have 3 regular season games left now. Mm-hmm. You have this game this Saturday against LN, then you have contest next Tuesday and Saturday as well.
Friday.
To end out the regular season. So kind of, because that game is at, one of those is At Huntington, I believe, if I'm...
At Carmel.
Carmel.
The and boys then, play yeah, at Huntington, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, when we look at the last couple of games of the season, you guys are 9-10. You know, what can you kind of say? Do you feel like your play this season has reciprocated what your record is? And then also, what are you looking for in the last three, obviously besides the wins, what are you looking for in the last three games of the season to build some momentum going into the postseason?
Well, as far as our record, if you remember at the beginning of the year, I think we started off 0-3, and then I think we were 1-6 or something at one point in the season. And then we've lost three extremely close games that if things go the other way. So it could have been a lot better, but it wasn't. That's where it was, and that's where it is. But that's in the past. And, you know, what are we looking for the rest of the year? Is, one, enjoying the season, enjoying our time together. Mm-hmm. You know, this team won't be the same team next year, so we got to enjoy each other and enjoy the process and keep going, and then go to the sectionals and see what it can bring,
yeah,
and see if we can extend the season.
Well, we talk about, you know, building new, really taking in what's the now. I think as much as we like to joke about you getting on the internet and stuff, and we'll say dancing with quotation marks with your team, but it's also, you know, building that relationship with them, you know, making them feel comfortable and whatnot, and be able to trust you, and you know, going on that same marker, you guys face Ellen this Saturday, but really, you guys, how nice has it been the last five? You, this would be your fourth game in a row now at home. So how nice has that been, home trip?
Unbelievable nice. I mean, it is so nice not have to travel all the way across town and getting up back at 11 o'clock in the evening and, you know, that kind of thing, and battling the traffic. So, yeah, it's so nice playing at home in front of your home fans.
Yeah, and really, even really since the BD Holiday Classic, you guys have only had one away game, I believe. Yeah, one away game here against Lawrence Central. Since
right.
the BD Holiday Classic, you played, I believe, Circle City and Jeffville at, you know, BD, obviously, and then everywhere else has been here at home, so I'm sure that's been nice. Also, not to just mention, not the traveling, but also getting the fans involved, you know, getting the support behind your ladies and whatever the case may be. But this Saturday against Lawrence North, what is it going to take to defeat the Wildcats?
Lawrence North has a really good team. I mean, they struggled a little bit early, and then they started playing really well, and then they've, you know, got into a tough stretch where they're playing some very tough teams, and they've played them tough but haven't won them. So Lawrence North, you know, won the state last year, had a couple of girls that were coming back go to other schools, and so it's taken them a while to get together, but they've got a good team, and it's going to be another challenge. Well, all our games are for the rest of the year are challenges. So I just hope we get together and really get after it and play some great basketball against them.
Yeah, I agree. And also, this is another MIC game for you. You guys are 0-4 in the MIC this season, unfortunately. But Lawrence North also, they're 2-1 in the MIC, but a 4-game losing streak for them. How can you use that losing streak of theirs to your advantage? And do you feel any added pressure to get a win in the MIC, or are you still just treating it as a normal regular season affair?
Yeah, it's a regular game, and that's sort of what it is. And then at the end of the season, you see what happens with them in the MIC. But yeah, I mean, the MIC, every team in it's good. It's just plain and simple. So it's another competitive game, another competitive team, and should be a very exciting game to watch. So we hope the fans come out.
Well, with that being said, that'll pretty much wrap it up. Coach Benj, your season is rapidly coming to an end, unfortunately, soon. But looking to make a run in the postseason, knock out some teams whenever the case may be. It's a young, exciting team for the years to come. But Coach Benj, thank you for joining me, of course, today. As always, you're the best. Best of luck Saturday, and I'll see you here again next Monday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Where it began,
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing.